once again at this time. As we talked about a few weeks ago, our family services are trying to realign with the theme of being a family service. So we're going to have a brief teaching moment by video, and then actually Pastor Theo is going to jump up here and give a quick summation as we continue our service, our family service this morning.
Kids' marriage is going to go in the future, and how their lives go right now. And if we want to be grace-based parents, if we want to transfer God's heart of grace down through our children, they need to see it show up in our relationship as husband and wife, especially when life sticks a gun to our head. Because see, our kids see us at our best and our worst. They're behind the curtain with us, aren't they? In our homes. And so if we're going to struggle in life, we're most likely going to struggle at home with the people close to us. But when they see mercy, forgiveness, kindness, long-suffering, a gentle attitude towards one another, that when we disagree, there's respect still in place. There's a desire to, even though that spouse that we're frustrated with, it might just be exasperating us in many ways, that they see us desperately, because we have such high value for them, desperately trying to figure out what it is that's got a hold of them, that's frustrating them so much. By the way, many times when somebody is frustrated with us or we with them, that's really symptomatic of something over here. Well, a gracious person would want to know, well, what is it over here? So we can dial in on that and do something about it. I like to define grace-based parenting and grace-based marriage in a similar single sentence. See, grace-based parenting is simply treating your kids the way God treats you, or the way God treats his kids, and you're one of them. And so grace-based marriage is simply treating your spouse the way God treats his spouse, and God is dealing with us in grace. Now, question, do you ever annoy God? Do you do things that really exasperate him? Do you do things that push all of his buttons? Do you approach him with the wrong attitude? Does he see you displaying things that are just undeserving of long-suffering and patience? And the answer is to all those yes, 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 yes. Now the question is, does he pinch your head off? Does he write you off? Does he go cold shoulder on you? Does he say, I'm sorry, but talk to the hand, I'm not hearing, or whatever? No. He, in spite of our struggles, God always reaches out to us with a heart of grace, because he gives intrinsic worth and value to us, even though if you really study this up close, that doesn't make any sense because of how messed up our lives can be. You see, God, I love this term. A friend, Dennis Rainey, in Family Life, he loves to say, God picks up crooked sticks and draws straight lines with them all day long. And when we have that attitude that, yeah, we're crooked sticks, but we, in spite of that, God can make something great out of our marriage. He can do something with us and for us and in us and on us and through us that we could not imagine. Then the kids see this, and they have an example of what grace looks like under stress, and then it's much easier to create an atmosphere of grace for them. Grace-filled marriage is simply treating your spouse the way God treats his spouse. Grace-filled parenting is simply treating your kids the way God treats you. And when we let his grace be the default mode, our relationship, that love is going to be solid and strong.
Two things that I just really want to focus on, though, super quickly. He did talk about how when we're feeling off, or when we're fighting, or there's tension, that oftentimes it's systematic or symptomatic of something else going on in your life. I just really encourage you to practice healthy communication with one another. It's okay to have off days. It's okay to have days where, like, you just kind of hit a wall. It's it's okay to say, at this point in time, I just need to take a break. In fact, I encourage you to communicate that with one another. People often ask my family, what's it like to be a ministry family? And honestly, it's not as glamorous as you would think. I'll tell you what. Gianna, what do I do after youth group? After youth group, I sit on the couch with a bowl of popcorn, and I don't want anyone to talk to me. It's not very glamorous. And there are times where I just have to say, I can't right now. And that language works in our marriage. I encourage you to find a way to communicate, I can't right now. I need half an hour to invest myself and to get myself back to a place where I can love you better. Figure out the way to communicate healthy in a healthy manner with each other. And secondly, there's one thing that I do think that he kind of missed and he didn't share. Now, parents, I want you to know that I really, really encourage students when they've made a mistake to say two very powerful words. Any guesses what that might be?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm like, students, when you're in trouble, don't fight it. Just get humble and admit, I'm sorry. And in that moment, you can stop a lot of the oncoming damage that you're inviting to yourself. Proverbs 15:1 says, a gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. A gentle answer deflects anger. So parents and grandparents and those of us who have influence over kids, the question is, are we modeling it? We really want to see the younger generation to respect the older generation, but what are they seeing in how the older generation treats each other? Are we quick to model saying I'm sorry? Are we quick to model owning up to our own stuff? It's something to think about. Because we honestly can't expect others to go places that we're not willing to go ourselves. There's this whole idea of generational sins and things that we learn from our parents and from grandparents, and it just kind of gets passed down. How many of you here said that you would not do something that your parents did? Okay. If you're not raising your hands, you're probably just not being honest. And even though we all say that, what do? We do that thing we swore we wouldn't do. In those times, we need to just say, hey, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. That's something that my kids have heard me say a lot. I'm sorry that this is something that we've passed down and something I've learned. I'm so sorry. So to have a grace-filled home, I just really encourage you, communicate with each other. What do you need? And then also, parents, grandparents, those of you who influence the younger generation, model saying, I'm sorry. Model relationships where you are quick to forgive, where you are quick to ask for forgiveness.
Thank you, Theo, for some critically important reminders. The I'm sorry challenge is real and so important for our relationships with our spouses, our loved ones, our children, our grandchildren, our friends. So thank you for that reminder. As we prepare to approach the Lord's table in the Holy Sacrament of Communion, we also wanted to take time to just really thank everyone who was able to be here yesterday for Gene DeValve's Celebration of Life service, as well as those who joined us also via live stream. It was a very heartfelt time to say collectively farewell to a true spiritual matriarch of this congregation. And so thank you all who were able to attend that, and we are praying for, and many who are the extended family that are here with us today, continue to pray for you all in your grief, that the Lord will bring the comfort that only he can bring. So thank you, Trinity family, for showing up and encouraging the family. It is now our sacred privilege to celebrate the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. And all who humbly put their trust in Christ and desire his help that they may lead a holy life, who are truly sorry for their sins and will be delivered from them, all who would walk in love with their neighbors and intend to live a new life following the commandments of God and walking from now on in his holy ways, are invited to draw near with faith and to receive this holy sacrament. And so at this time, if I can invite everyone to rise, and we will together recite the ancient creed that believers through the years have confessed their faith. We'll read it together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into Hades. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. In the business of, for a lot of us, with school-age kids, wrapping up the school year or getting ready to wrap up the school year, with all the activities, summer, graduations, travel plans, I'm sure all of us have not had a lot of time to experience one of the very important things we need to experience in life regularly, which is some silence and a time to reflect. And sometimes some of us don't like silence, because sometimes what God wants to have us pay attention to is often smashed out in the busyness of life. But I feel it would be very appropriate for us to take just a few moments of silence to reflect on even the challenge we heard both from Theo and in the video of how we often forget that we need to treat others as God treats us. And by his grace, he's poured out his love in Christ for you and I, and how we are also called to do the same. And so, in this moment of reflection and meditation and prayer, we'll give a few moments to allow the silence, and through the silence, to allow God's Spirit to speak to you. Wherever you are at and whatever you're going through, know that he is just a prayer away. And take a moment to lift your heart to the Lord, to repent of sin, to draw near to him, to ask God to give you the grace to treat others as we have received his grace and love every day. And so, a few moments of silence for self-examination, reflection, and prayer. Forgive us, most gracious God, for what we have done to bring pain to your beautiful world. Our hard and sometimes unkind words, our careless and thoughtless deeds and actions, our lack of compassion and reluctance to render aid when it was in our power to do so. Forgive us, Lord. Have mercy on us, Jesus. We give you thanks. Here at Trinity Covenant Church, we'll be inviting you forward to receive the elements at the different communion stations, and you will receive the elements as our communion service will place them in your hands, and you can take them there or take them back to your seats. If anyone is unable to come to the front or would be more accessible, easier to have the elements brought to you, just raise your hand and we will make sure that everyone is able to have access and participate together in communion. Hear now the words of our Lord Jesus Christ as they are delivered by the Apostle Paul on the night that Jesus Christ, our Savior, was betrayed. He took bread, and when he had given thanks, broke it, saying, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Paul goes on to say that in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. Whenever you eat this bread and whenever you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he returns." If we can invite our communion service forward at this time. Just a moment, we'll invite you forward with the front rows going first and then moving on to the back. This is the Lord's table, and it is Jesus himself who invites you to it, to this communal meal. This table is open to all who know and love Jesus, who love him as Savior and worship him as Lord. And so at this time, we invite you to come and take the elements, and as you do so, to do it in faith and thanksgiving and in celebration. If anyone would like prayer during this time, myself and members of our prayer team on the other side will be available to pray with you, counsel you. If you're not sure where you are with God, we would love to be available to answer any questions and to pray together with you. Lord, it has been so good to be together today in worship and praise, and being challenged with your message to receive new members and celebrate our communal relationship together because of Jesus at the table. So bless us, Lord. May our homes indeed be filled with your grace as we go forth from this place. Strengthen us by your empowering presence in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you all today.